Allegations that Mr. Trump got a helping hand from the Russians. Again, allegations. Trace Gallagher picks up the story from there. Trace?
And Megan, because Donald Trump won 306 Electoral College votes, to change the outcome, anti-Trump activists would need to convince 37 Republican electors to vote against him. Harvard constitutional law professor Larry Lessig, himself a brief Democratic presidential candidate, says he knows of 20 GOP electors who are considering ditching Trump. He's even offering them free legal counsel, which could come in handy considering 29 states, including 14 that voted for Trump, have laws that bind electors to the candidate who won. Professor Lessig has offered no evidence to back up his claim, which is being directly contradicted by the Republican National Committee and state GOP committees, who say that only one GOP elector, Chris Suppern of Texas, has revealed his intention to vote against Trump. State and national GOP leaders have also been in constant contact with Republican electors to make sure they lock down their votes, although Democratic operatives are still actively trying to sway those people.